A Weekend with Jason Dacey replay from Money FM 89.3.
The incredible Lila White is my guest here in the studio, the fitness icon from Singapore, who has been very busy since she was last on the show. Lila, welcome back to Money FM.
Thank you so much, Jason. You're so kind to ask me to be on the show. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Oh, well, look, I've been following you on social media and Life by Lila, about your journey of discovery traveling across Asia. It's an Indonesia TV show, 13-part series. You've been filming out and about for MNC. What's it been like?
It's been wonderful because this show itself is about my journey of discovery, because I want to understand Asia's region's diverse traditional practices, rituals, and also customs. And most of it, you know, people, we have forgotten about our own traditional customs and rituals. So I want to know also how this Asians keep physically, mentally, and spiritually balanced for hundreds of years. So that my TV show is basically discovering and getting answers because I am an Asian, as you know.
Yeah, and you're an exotic Asian. I always think of you as very exotic. You've got, you know, mixed background. Of course, you're Singaporean. You're proud of that. But tell me about being the host of the show and being the interviewer, and, you know, you're kind of really driving it. What's it been like?
It's been wonderful because I meet a lot of people and I get to know forgotten, like I said, forgotten traditions. Like there was one, I'm going to give you an example. I met this very young coffee plantation owner. And he sits down with me and we had coffee in the plantation itself. Mm. How wonderful is that?
They had great coffee in Indonesia.
Yes. And the tradition was to sit and watch the, what do you call, the brew. Mm. Am I right?
Yeah, the brew, yeah.
The brew.
Brewing process.
Yeah. Just to fall. And in between that, he says, this is what tradition of coffee is supposed to be, where you talk and get to know one another, which we have forgotten. Mm. And also I met people with amazing stories of how they care about your community. And most of these Indonesians that I've interviewed, I feel so lighthearted because they really care about their community.
Yeah, they do. I mean, Indonesian people, I mean, I've traveled extensively across Indonesia. I studied it in school in Australia. It was our nearest neighbor. So my parents said, Indonesia is what you're going to be studying, the language. I learned the language. I learned about the culture. What have you learned on the journey? What have you learned about the people of Indonesia? What's some things, other things that have kind of struck you?
I really learn how, like I said, they care about their community and how they know the value of time. Mm. Coming from Singapore, every time you are stuck in traffic, which most of the time we are, you know, we get very anxious.
Yes.
But immediately whenever I'm in Indonesia, we get stuck in traffic. Because of the vibes of the people, you're more relaxed. Mm. I learned that Indonesians really do not realize what treasure they're sitting on, basically on their tradition, traditional customs and practices. And the heart of the people is what I admire. Mm. So I learned to be patient. I learned to relive my childhood traditions and customs. And also I learned to understand the Asians around me.
And how do they treat you when they see you? Because you do have that kind of, you know, mixed heritage. Do they feel that you're one of them in one way?
They've always been hospitable, right, Indonesians. They've always looked at me as a foreigner, which is not a bad thing because they are always welcoming anyways. Indonesians are always welcoming towards one another, but especially with foreigners, they are always open-hearted.
Mm, it's about hospitality, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
And you're traveling to Bali this coming week. I know that you've done 12 of 13 episodes. Where else have you traveled? What other parts of Indonesia have impressed you?
So we've gone from the busy Jakarta to villages and towns. We went to Garut, Bandung, Puncak. We're going to go to Bali now. So we have traveled extensively around Indonesia. So next week, we are off to our last segment, which is in Bali.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wonderful. And, you know, being a host, how's it been different to what you expected? I, of course, been a host for quite a long time in TV and radio. This is something that, you know, you're experimenting with. Do you like it?
I love it. The whole show is about learning and learning about our neighboring countries. So I love because I come as not as the teacher, but as a learner.
Mm.
So for me, it's humbling, right? I think we have to be humble. And once we don't come as a host in my TV show, as a host, but as a person that wants to come as a student, I think it's been exciting.
Talking about Life by Lila with Lila White, Singaporean fitness icon. When people meet you, and obviously people know that, you know, you're a mom and you've got grown up kids and you're still in great shape. Do you get reaction in Indonesia like you do here in Singapore?
Yes. Most of the time somebody else would whisper to them, say, oh, do you know how old she is? And then I get like, wow, you know, how do you do it? Right. Mm-hmm. But because when I, a little bit of sidetrack, when I gave birth, after I gave birth, I did all the traditional Indonesian practices.
Yes, they're very well known, aren't they?
Right. With the bengkong and the herbs. Yes. Correct. So I think that helps. But also, not only that, I exercise and I eat very well.
Mm. Are you able to share some of your fitness secrets with them when you meet them and some of their health tips? Because they see, wow, this lady is in such fantastic shape.
Like, yeah, yeah. But also I learn. So the show itself is about learning the health and wellness of Indonesia. Asians and also Asians, right?
Mm.
How they keep mentally and physically fit for hundreds of years. So mentally, spiritually, you know, physically. So that's what the show is about. So I learn a lot from talking to them to discover. But Indonesians are on the move all the time.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a massive country, you right. know, and with so many islands, it's Southeast Asia's biggest population.
Correct.
You know, it's fascinating, isn't it, to see all those cultures being part of one nation.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. So, yeah, to answer your question, they are surprised, but I also like to find out about how do they keep fit themselves.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's great that you're doing this in Indonesia, you know, Life by Lila. It's a TV show and it's on MNC. A lot of Singaporeans say, hey, we want to see Lila here in Singapore.
Well, yeah, there are no plans to show it in Singapore yet, but you can watch it on MNC website, which is MNC Lifestyle Fashion, Channel 90, and MNC Travel Homes, Channel 98, sorry. But we'll be uploading it on lifebylila.com website and YouTube, and you can follow me on Instagram also and Facebook.
Yeah,
so we'll be uploading that.
You know, you're obviously it's an English language show, but you speak Bahasa. Have you been able to use Bahasa a lot in the show?
So in the show, I would ask questions mostly in English, but the Indonesian would be answering in Indonesian. But we do have subtitles.
Ah, okay. How have you found that process working with the production crew of MNC and all
that? It's different. It's exciting because they are very laid back. Not like the angst, you know, Singaporean. So it's a kind of a good balance for me, you know. So we cannot invade with our Singaporean mentality to another country.
Yes.
So we learn to conform, which is better for us because we learn to relax also.
Mm.
Take it easy, lah.
Yeah. Just chill a bit, right?
Yes.
Because it's incredible. You know, where I live in Singapore, I can see Indonesia from my window. I can see Batam.
Ooh,
you know,
okay.
I got a view of Batam. And we're surrounded. We're so close to Indonesia. And yet, in many ways, we're quite removed, aren't we? We're quite cut off. We're in our little bubble here on this little island.
Yes, that's exactly how I would describe us living in a bubble.
So what would you say about that? Hopefully shows like yours will raise awareness of that, you know, if people can go and check it out, right?
Yes, I think for Life by Lila is, like we had mentioned, it's for discovery and to take it easy because we need to find a balance in our life. Singapore, we're moving too fast and we have forgotten about what real balance is. So the show is bringing you to our doorstep by reminding you that it's not all about one thing, but it's about, you know, everything comes in three, which is mind, body and spirit.
Mm. Going forward, what's the plan? Are you going to do another series? Are you going to do some more TV hosting?
We start off in Indonesia and we are looking at traveling around Asia. The reason is because I am Asian and I know very, very little about my neighboring countries, the tradition and rituals. And why not start in Asia? You know, I have been very blessed to travel around the world, but I think it's a good start to start in Singapore, I mean, in Asia, and really learn. It's time for us to take the spotlight and focus it on Asia, and we have a lot to offer.
So you're saying there's likely to be another series, right?
Yes, you know, I'm always moving forward, as you know.
And how do we follow your latest fitness stuff? What can you tell us about stuff outside the TV series? What do you want to talk about?
Fitness stuff? I still exercise, but now because I'm so busy, I try to keep it to 45 minutes. And in between, because as you know, I have so many different businesses.
Yeah.
But I try to move, even if it's not in the gym, I will go for a walk or do exercise at home when I have time.
Okay. Well, we can follow you on Instagram. Remind us how we can follow your Life by Lila on Instagram.
So my Instagram on Life by Lila is Life by Lila.
And they can go to the MNC website to see the series Life by Lila.
Yes, because we are showing next week on the 20th of April, the first episode.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes.
Okay, so then they'll be staggered after that, will they? Be first one on the 20th of April, Life by Lila, and then the other 12.
Yes. Actually, we are shown Saturday and Sunday on the 20th and the 21st.
Oh, wonderful.
On two different channels.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be definitely going to the MNC website to check out Life by Lila. Lila White, thank you for coming back onto my Money FM radio show. It's always good to see you, and I can't wait to see where you're going to end up next.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. And as usual, you know, I will be moving forward.
Moving forward. I love that. I love that. Okay. Thanks, Lila.
Thank you.